Welcome back. Well, real volume growth and higher value component opportunities have helped automotive parts maker Metair shrug off tough economic challenges during the interim period. As a result, the company's reported a 19% rise in revenue, a 21% jump in earnings growth, while the interim dividend has grown by 25%. Company CEO Theo Luke joins us on the line now for a closer look at the detail behind the numbers. Thanks so much, Theo, for joining us this evening. So the headlines today center around you shrugging off economic challenges to post that 19% rise in revenue, filtering through to a 21% climb in headline earnings per share. And these are numbers that you can hardly scoff at. What are you putting it down to?
Are we very fortunate? I think the automotive industry in South Africa has got policy security and investment decisions that's given the volume growth opportunity were made 3 or 4 years ago. And that allocations from a world trade perspective has given huge export opportunity and new customers and new models coming into this market. And our battery business, we've managed to focus our exports in Turkey to increase it by 85% to offset the currency weakness or the devaluation of the Turkish lira, particularly that we had in a softer economic market in Turkey. So good volume export growth in our energy vertical business to the export markets, and volume and value up opportunity in the local market has helped us to bring this good result to the market.
Theo, what's even more interesting is that you see that continuing. Why are you so upbeat around the outlook for local car manufacturing in particular? Because it comes with new vehicle sales on the decline, PMI numbers and broader manufacturing sector growth or lack of growth, part of the big cloud that hangs over the South African economy right now.
Yeah, I think, technology shifts where developed markets are considering the going to dual platforms and electric vehicle manufacture. South Africa has always had a tradition of being able to produce left and right hand vehicles. And the engine derivatives in regards to internal combustion engines will always be required for quite a time. And in the vehicle production allocation decisions that's been made 2 or 3 years ago, South Africa has come up as a winner in those export markets, and bigger allocation from our customer base for production of vehicles in South Africa, supported by the capital investments they've already made into putting up the production facilities and into the tooling. So in a 7 or 8 year cycle, those decisions was made, and we're benefiting from that increased volume that the market is delivering to the export market at the moment.
Theo, surely industry model launch decisions and vehicle expansion decisions have had to shift, though, with the tough economic picture, not just locally, but globally as well, with world trade threats becoming more and more of an inhibitor. And, that not having been anticipated to hit to the extent that it's hit the global economy.
Yeah, it has, but I think South Africa, with our, let's call it, neutral trade position, we're not in the Brexit war, we're not in the Trump, US-China, trade wars. We've become good access positions for our customers into the markets, and we've also become more competitive. The negative or the positive of devaluation currency is that it improves your competitiveness. And the South African currency has been steadily devaluating over a number of years, but it does improve your local cost competitiveness when it comes to vehicle manufacturing.
It really will be interesting to see how consumers react to the forthcoming vehicle models and whether demand will be sustained, because the skeptic in me, Theo, says that people holding onto their cars for longer or buying second-hand cars need to invest more in their cars as far as parts are concerned. And I guess that also offering you somewhat of a buffer, right?
That's correct. But I think there's also the shift, particularly in niche vehicle markets, that's being supplied. So especially in light commercial vehicles, it's vehicles driven with a particular growth in a particular sector, so small SUV market, particular SUV niche market, and light commercial vehicles. And it's all linked to, for instance, the economic trade within Africa as well. As Africa is improving its economic condition and the commodity cycle, it's also light commercial vehicles or the one-ton pickup truck market that's been growing. So I think South Africa is very well positioned because of the type of models and the niche markets that we are in that buffers us against some of the market segments that could be shrinking.
Having said all of that, Theo, have your cost and pricing metrics shifted significantly amidst it all?
For us, our business is based on being able to convert local commodities into products where our customers use in the application of the vehicles. So we've had local cost competitive improvement when you compare it to the import market. So there's a bigger drive for deeper and more localization and using more local commodities because of the currency neutrality that it gives.
Okay.
So yes, we're enjoying the benefit of that.
Theo, let's leave it there. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. Theo Luke is CEO of Metair.